98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Brendan's Big.
98 FM.
Well, Brendan, we were maximising annual leave earlier on this week. Yes. I never know what you're going to come out with.
I know. Well, more strange stories on the way this morning. Up first, though, do you remember by any chance what movie this song came from? Everything is
when you're part of the team.
Was it Lego?
Yes, it was. And in a perfect example of if it's not broke, don't fix it, Lego has unveiled new smart bricks.
Smart bricks.
So they've shown these off at a massive tech conference in Vegas. I think this is held every January. Right. There's like a big conference and everyone shows off all their new like gadgets and stuff. The toys it will want for 2026, yeah. Right? So this is what's being dubbed the biggest change to Lego in 50 years.
Oh gosh.
So Lego says its new blocks will bring sets to life with sound, light and reaction to movement.
Oh, that's gone very... Oh, it's very futuristic.
Isn't it?
Now.
So the new tech Lego, it's going to launch in March and the first set is going to be a Star Wars set, right?
Okay.
So the brick itself, the new tech Lego, contains sensors, lights, a small sound synthesizer, an accelerometer, is that
sounds
a word?
Sounds expensive.
And a custom-made silicone chip, right?
Right.
What do they do? The new... There's a Lego birthday cake coming down the line and it knows when you blow out the candles.
Oh.
So when you blow on the Lego brick that's a birthday cake, I mean, it'll play a cheer and the happy birthday
there's
song.
There's probably loads of Lego fans listening right now going, this is so cool, I cannot wait.
I just love.
I'm wondering if
Lego
it's still
going to
hurt when you
Lego.
Stand on them.
Well, exactly. The new Lego helicopter will make whooshing sounds when moved or rotated.
Okay.
And it'll light up red when it crashes. But yeah, I think the one sound that won't change is when you stand on it in your bare feet. The noise that you make. Up next, yesterday we spoke about how the fireplace 10-hour video on YouTube has made the person who uploaded it in 2016 well over €1 million.
Genius.
So it's just a 20-second video on loop that they put up in 2016. It's slowly grown over years, made them a fortune. Well, call me
so
Martin
bad.
Lewis because I've more money news this morning.
Yeah.
Do you remember the final boss from last year? Your man in Ibiza, the English fellow with the funny haircut.
Yes!
The big gold chain, the turkey teeth, the glasses, all that,
yeah? People were dressing up as him for Halloween.
Yes. So he just kind of became instantly famous last summer when he went viral for like his unique look, right? Mm-hmm. Well, he's revealed how much money he made in 2025 from just his appearance, right?
Yeah, was he doing the cameo?
I don't know. I hope
he
was on. He should have been on the cameo if he wasn't. He missed out on trademarking Ibiza Final Boss because obviously when it went viral, somebody at home sitting there went, bong, they trademarked it. So all the merch that gets sold, someone random just makes money
off
it.
That's what happened with the person who said very demure, very mindful.
Yeah, you said that to us before.
Yeah.
You'd be raging.
Listen, if you're going to be funny, trademark it before you post.
Yeah, trademark it before your gas. So between nightclub appearances, social posts and a collab with Boohoo Man.
Oh!
The final boss, yeah, the final boss made £800,000 in just six weeks last summer.
Oh my gosh, Brendan,
give me a dodgy haircut. Dodgier than this. Yeah, I would. The final boss, whose real name is Jack Kay, says he's made £200,000 since and has quit his construction job because I think he's planning to basically live in Ibiza.
So he's as rich as the person who uploaded the fireplace.
And he did it in less than a year.
Wow.
Finally, this morning, a bit of confusion for fans of this pop star. We're both doing the dance.
Such a bop.
It's such a banger. Produced by Calvin Harris, did you know?
Yes, yeah. I saw that tweet over Christmas.
I think that's how.
Did he post
it's so
up and
good.
Say something about it over?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Cheryl fans on Spotify got the shock of their lives the other day when they noticed a surprise new track on her page.
No way.
So she's obviously brought us hits like Call My Name that you just heard there, Fight for This Love.
I play that a lot.
Fight for This Love.
Yeah.
It's a banger. And Promise This.
Yeah, it's good.
Is that Alouette, Alouette, Alouette?
With the tights.
Yeah. And now it appears the former X Factor Dr. George has done a bit of a Lily Allen and has released new music with little to no warning. You can try this right now if you have the Spotify app. When you scroll down Cheryl's official Spotify page, there's a new song under her name. It's on the, so you know the way you go, the this is, you know, Cheryl, yeah, or this is Lighthouse Family or whatever you're into yourself, right? So if you scroll down at the moment to number 20 on the This Is Cheryl page. Now, it's tricky for me to pronounce because I don't speak this language. Yesus Cow Bike Bagiku is how I'm going to say it. That's totally not right.
That's
except,
not in there.
Yeah, under the name Cheryl, except it's the wrong Cheryl. There's another singer in Indonesia who also goes by the name
Just Cheryl.
She's dropped the surname, and somehow her new track has made its way onto our Cheryl's
People
playlist.
People must have got so excited.
So excited.
Yeah.
So let's take a listen to the song, which translates to, Jesus, you are good to me.
Lovely voice, different
it's
sound for our Sheza.
It could be like a back in the day, an X Factor kind of Christmas number one. Yeah, Jesus, you are good to me, but our Cheryl does not have new music yet, unfortunately.
Yes.
That is Brendan's bit.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Confusion.
Sequins.
And chaos.
98 FM.
It is your favourite game on the radio, Matchy Matchy. We play it at 10 past 8 every single morning on 98 FM's Big Breakfast. Your chance to win some incredible prizes. All you got to do is send either Rebecca or myself to a soundproof booth and say the same three words to win all of these as delivered by AI Us.
Is your hair in bits?
Sort things out now with this Dyson Airwrap.
Go racing with this motor racing voucher.
Have a cozy night in with this delicious cheese board. Ooh. And Diptyque candle.
Ooh. Shop, shop, shop with this 200 euro grocery voucher.
And it'll be a super January.
What?
With this soup maker. Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
AI Brendan's got a bit rogue, has he?
He has. New year, new AI Brendan, maybe. Yeah. Good morning to Anne and Val Doyle, who's playing Matchy Matchy. Anne, happy new year. How are you?
Happy new year, Rebecca. How are you? I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, we're good, thanks, Anne. Come here, are the Christmas decorations down yet?
They came down yesterday.
And the
place looks huge again. Yeah.
It does, doesn't it? Massive difference. Anne, what are your plans for the day?
No plans at the moment. I'm just getting Ian ready to go to his day unit in St. Michael's house. So
very good.
We're busy doing that at the moment.
Do you listen to Matchy Matchy most mornings, Anne?
Every morning.
Every morning. That's what we like to hear.
The radio goes on at 7 o'clock every morning.
Oh, brilliant, Anne. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So loads of practice in the bag. Who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
Oh, definitely Rebecca.
Definitely. Oh, that was
really,
very
Anne,
short.
After yesterday, thanks.
Oh, there you go. 3 days in a row. Here we go. Let's try and get a Matchy Matchy with Anne. In Baltoil. And you said Rebecca's name very confidently.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
We're on the same wavelength.
Okay, brilliant. Let's get you a win. Your first word this morning is gas.
Cooker.
Gas cooker. Your second word is ear.
Ear.
Ear. E-A-R. Ear.
Earache.
Earache. And your third word is yogurt.
Yogurt? Yogurt.
Yogurt.
Yogurt. What'd you want with yogurt? I have to go with strawberry yogurt. I have to go before.
Yeah? What are you going to say?
Yeah, strawberry yogurt.
Strawberry. Okay, after gas. After gas, you said cooker. After ear, you said ache. And after yogurt, you're going strawberry. Anne, are you happy with those?
All happy.
Happy, locking them in. Here we go. They're locked in and we're getting Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth. She's moving at pace. How are you and how was the soundproof booth?
It smelled amazing. I'm wondering, was that the candle?
Oh, it could have been a dip tea candle.
Yeah.
Wow.
Very
no
good.
Expense spared. Okay, let's get you a Matchy Matchy with Anne and Val Doyle. Your first word is gas.
Gas. Gas. Tank.
Second word is ear.
Ear. Bud.
And your third word is yogurt.
Ooh. Yogurt. Oh gosh. Yogurt. Yogurt pot?
Ha Have you got a matchy matchy with Anne in Baldoyle this morning?
Oh, not this morning, guys. Oh dear. Did you match any?
You didn't match any this morning.
After
gas, Anne said cooker. She said earache. And yogurt really stumped Anne. She went for a word that would come before strawberry.
Oh, strawberry yogurt.
Yogurt was a tough one.
Gas cooker is very good.
I should have said gas hob. I might have said, but it's easy to say when you're not on the spot. Anne, thank you so much for playing Matchy Matchy. Have a great day. We're going to send you a 90NFM goodie bag.
Thanks a million.
Cheers, Anne. We'll do it all again tomorrow morning. If you would like to win Matchy Matchy, we'd love to have a winner. WhatsApp Matchy and your name. 0877 98 98 98.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.